Do you like the Star Wars? Well, we do too here at the Rancor Pit. And we also like Star Wars toys and collectibles and all kinds of stuff. And we can't get enough of it. And we can't get enough of the fact that, well, Episode 7's big release could have been better, but could have been a lot worse. And so I'm here, Cole Jedi Cole Houston, of course, with none other than
Eddie Medina. And joining us also tonight is a guest. The very lovely, why don't you introduce yourself, our guest?
it's me, Erica Facer, otherwise known as Wookiee Cookie.
Wookiee Cookie, and also former Miss Star Wars.
Yes,
so
indeed.
We have royalty in our Miss tonight, Cole.
That's right, or former royalty. But I think, you know, it's like being Queen of Naboo. You can get voted out, but you still get to be Queen of Naboo.
Exactly.
So you still get to be Miss Star Wars. You just have like the year attached to it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So Queen Amidala is probably technically Queen Amidala, and then like a bracket of years. I don't know what the Star Wars years are.
And not a week goes by where you don't get compared to Natalie Portman. Is that correct, Erica?
Oh, of course.
Of course, yeah.
There's not a week goes by that I don't get compared to Hayden Christensen, but that's just because of my acting.
Okay. That's the life you live once you become Miss Star Wars. Is you have that cross to bear.
Yes.
So Cole, is this round two of our Force Friday discussion?
Yes, indeed. This is we were picking up where we left off from last Sunday's The Rancor Pit live on DeepElementAir.com.
Uh huh.
Little shameless plug there for Jansen and Deep Ellum. And we kind of started talking about Eddie and I had gone out to, if you've seen the show, you're like, okay, this is old news. If you haven't, this is all new. Eddie and I had a planned trip. We're going to go to a Target and a Walmart for the midnight release. And the Target we had in mind wasn't going to be open at midnight. And so we opted to go to this Walmart, and I got the impression we're the only one who knew that there was a midnight release at that particular Walmart.
Yes, because apparently the Star Wars fans in Grand Prairie don't care enough about Star Wars to lose out on a little sleep. Or they went elsewhere.
Yeah, I think a lot of it... I think, had to do with the fact that where we were was off of the interstate in Grand Prairie, not 6 or 7 miles, maybe, if that, from off that same highway. South, you had the giant Walmart, formerly the Hypermart, when that was a thing. Then you had north, immediately north, was a Toys R Us. And north of that, a Target. So you had this great sort of trifecta corridor going on. And I think a lot of people were shooting for that, even if they were down the street from this Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were there.
Oh.
Not just me.
Oh, I didn't want to interrupt your
little
storytelling.
Yeah.
You know,
it's story time.
Yeah, I was like getting my cup of cocoa when I thought you were putting me to sleep with your story or something. But yeah, we headed on out, and we decided to stop at the Toys R Us, and of course, like we saw on the live show, it was a much different experience where we walk in and the music's playing and there's banners and there's life-size standees and there's archways and helpful, friendly faces and everything else. So it was a completely different experience.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, if you haven't seen the live show, we arrived, and I will have coupled with this show the video that I took that we didn't have ready in time for the show. It would not download in time. We took some video of us arriving in the Walmart, anticipation high. This was Force Friday, after all. Everybody was in
exactly.
on the fun.
Exactly.
And it slowly, you know, became less exciting as we arrived. And I'm guessing this particular Walmart, because I've heard mixed stories, this particular Walmart took the midnight release literally. Like, take it out of the back room at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Because we arrived at maybe 10 or 15 till, and they were just starting to bring the first stuff out.
Oh, no.
And it almost seemed like they were being very protective of it prior to midnight. Like, you could actually check it out or anything. And there was nobody there. There were more people putting the stuff out than people there wanting to buy it.
Yeah.
Meaning me and Eddie.
That's true. That is true. Three employees and two shoppers. But they had the shirt stocks.
Yeah, we did. We did wander over to the shirt aisle. They had a lot of...
For some reason, they made sure that the Force Awakens t-shirts were all well-stocked for midnight.
Yes, exactly. So apparently apparel... you know, they got the memo and interpreted it properly. Toys department didn't.
Not so much.
Yeah. So, you know, we could have just had a t-shirt free-for-all if we wanted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it all turned out okay in the end. It was fun. We got good footage. We had some good laughs. We, you know, I got the one thing I was set out to get, and that was a 6-inch, you know, First Order Stormtrooper Black Series. That was the one main thing on my targeting system, and I got it, so I left happy.
Yeah, the thing about it was we had our pick of anything, and I was kind of holding out for the Target coupon, because Target stores had like $25 off a $100 purchase, and I knew already I was going to be spending at least a couple hundred.
Yeah.
We wound up using the coupon 4 times.
Yeah, that was a good coupon that they had.
Yeah, I wish there was a coupon for, you know, buy $10, get $2 off, but apparently that's non-existent.
Yeah, you had to go 50 just to get anything.
Yeah, they had $10 off 50, but that was the cheapest.
Yeah, yeah. So people like me were stuck out. But anyways.
But,
because I really hope to get $2 off once I collected all 4 Pop Secret popcorn bags, you know. That was the other thing that was on my target, was the Pop Secret Force Awakens bags. If well, those, you know, even exist.
Yeah, I don't think they're...
They do. They exist.
Oh, wow, I just made that up.
I mean, I knew they were regular, you know, previous, like, you know, original trilogy.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure if the Pop Secret bags are Force Awakens.
Oh, okay. Well, I did, Eddie. Did that much. I got it.
But at least there are some Star Wars Pop Secret bags. I was actually trying to track some down for Warren and Erica, and some of them just didn't seem to exist around here, these parts.
So real quick, since you did bring that up, Erica, I noticed y'all got the Coffee Mate Star Wars. Did you get all 4 of them?
We got all 5.
Oh, there's 5.
Wow.
There's 5 of them.
Which characters? I was aware of 4 of them.
Okay, there's Chewbacca, which is the spice latte.
Yeah.
Darth Vader is espresso chocolate.
Uh-huh.
C-3PO is hazelnut.
Oh, 3PO is the one I wasn't aware of.
Okay. R2 is vanilla, and Boba Fett is Italian sweet cream.
Yeah, Boba Fett is the only one I have so far, but then again, I'm only buying them as I need them.
Right. Yes, we have all 5, and neither of us really drink coffee.
Oh, my gosh. So, you'll be drinking a lot of Coffee Mate, apparently.
Yeah, coffee party at my house.
All right.
Either that, or you're just going to be substituting Coffee Mate for all your milk products over the next month.
Yeah, I was like, oh, boy, Fruit Loops with hazelnut.
Yeah, I'll be having some Cocoa Pebbles with espresso chocolate coffee.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that would put you in a diabetic coma.
Really, yeah. No. Yeah, I won't actually be doing that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm anxious to get the other ones, but yeah. That's cool. It's just funny how Force Friday just kind of awakened even like the casual Star Wars fan, the guys and girls, I'm sorry, the fans I've been talking to on social media. I know a lot of people who are like me who are just kind of casual collectors. They just get stuff every so often, or if something really catches their eye, they'll, you know, snag it. But what's been fun about the whole Force Friday thing and what it's done for Star Wars fandom, it's kind of reignited that collecting bug in a lot of people who normally don't buy a whole lot of Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
I talked to this one girl, Annie. She just was telling me how she's just so excited because of the new movie, and when Force Friday hit, it kind of prompted her to go out and get some more T-shirts, and she even made a big deal about getting the Campbell's soup cans. You know, she just said it's kind of exciting.
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, she said just kind of exciting to be a Star Wars fan again, and I think that's one of the neat things that Force Friday's kind of brought about for the fandom.
Now, that's a
good
point.
Yeah, I read the same thing online just today. Somebody went to Force Friday and they picked up BB-8, the Sphero BB-8. And then when they got home, you know, they were so excited. They sat down and binge-watched all of Star Wars Rebels and went and got all the new comics that just came out. And so they're really, you know, getting back into it where the prequels kind of put them off, all of that stuff. But...
Yeah.
Force Awakens was really bringing it back out.
It has awakened the fandom.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
The fandom awakens.
Well, it awakened them or kept them awake long enough to, you know, really jump out and get in the middle of it, depending, of course, on where you were. That Walmart, it just seemed like it was the Walmart that everyone forgot was there.
The Walmart that Tom forgot.
And admittedly, we were kind of hesitant to, you know, when we got over the Toys R Us, because we got tired of waiting for the stuff to get put out, we were a little hesitant to mention that, you know, we kind of knew where stuff was. Because we didn't want it to be all gone by the time we got back over there.
Yeah, there was no chance of that happening.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people had already been to Target or already been to Walmart or already been to Target and Walmart who were at the Toys R Us. It seemed like because of that corridor situation, there was a lot of kind of crossover going on where everybody, you know, picked their place to start.
Yeah, there was a Walmart close by to that little area in that same little section, whereas our Walmart that we hit is just kind of on its own with a bunch of restaurants. So it's not around a Toys R Us and a Target and everything else. So it would be kind of more out of the way for the collectors to get to when they had a Walmart just right across the highway from the Toys R Us. So, But you know, it was cool, and like I said, it's kind of reignited the excitement for a lot of people, and
And I think as we talked about on the live show, there's a lot of the negativity. I came to realize I was coming across terribly negative on the live show because of the experience we had, and we'll touch on that a little bit later. But I have to applaud Eddie for hopping in there and saying, you know, there was a lot of positive that came out of this.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Let me say here now, because I know the people who are listening to this show also listen to the live show. The people I was referring to as being negative Nancys were not Facebook friends.
He meant other than me.
Other than Cole. But these were all people from collectors groups and message boards. Who I don't know who they are, because I did have two people, and it's like, oh, dude, I didn't mean to come across so negative when you and I were talking about it. I was like, no, actually, you're pretty mild.
Yeah, because I've seen everything from, you know, I remember seeing early on a headline, something about, you know, the Force Friday.
Uh-huh.
Something like, it wasn't quite like fails with fans, but, you know, disappoints fans, or like that. Yeah. But at the same time, it seems like most headlines skew toward the negative.
That's how they want it.
It's just this clickbait type of thing. So I didn't even bother with that one because I kind of lived it. But, you know, we did kind of get out expecting something more than was out there, largely based on experience. But, we'll touch on that a little later. So, Erica, we kind of have... got into Rancor mode here, and we don't want you to feel like you're left out or something. We actually brought you on to talk about your own experiences with Force Friday, as well as just, you know, general Star Wars and collecting and stuff. Because I have it on good authority you like the Star Wars.
Oh, I do. I do like the Star Wars. Very much.
It's what brought you and Warren together in a way.
Yes, It is.
And we kind of discussed that the last time you were on the show during the YallCon special, but yeah, I mean, just what was your experience with Force Friday?
Well, I had a really good experience. Yeah. It probably helped that I live out in East Texas, and we went shopping in Longview, Texas, which is, you know, not a huge city, but it's not a very small town either. So the first store I wanted to go to was Target because of the coupon that they had. So I arrived at Target about an hour before the store opened, and I thought that there would be a line, and there wasn't. I was the only one there until about 5 minutes before the store opened. Some other people showed up, but they weren't there for Star Wars. They were, and I thought one guy was, but he was a Hot Wheels collector. And he told me, he's like, "You're here for Star Wars." He's like, "Well, I'm going for Hot Wheels, so I won't be, you know, shopping over there."
Yeah.
So I was really surprised.
And
I was,
you won't be in my way.
There. Yeah.
He wasn't having to push you over to get to his stuff.
No, nope. And so I went over to the section, and the thing I was focused on the most was the Funko Pop vinyls.
Yeah.
Now, I want to point out real quick, though. I've known Erica for a few years, and you have, like, you have, like, every one of them Star Wars?
No, I don't, because I just was looking at the checklist. I'm missing quite a few, but I think we counted today that I have 35, so I have a good chunk of them, but not all.
That's 35 more than I have.
Well, what's amazing,
yeah.
and ironically, 34 more than I have.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that damn hammerhead.
I'm really happy to get those, because when I was looking at the shipper, they only had two of each character, except for the Target-exclusive Kylo Ren, which they had about eight of him. So if you weren't one of the first few shoppers, you weren't going to get them.
Yeah.
Get the pop. So I was able to get those, so I was really happy. And then I was just looking around at all the other stuff, since I was the only one in the section for about an hour. I looked at all the Target had some really nice t-shirts and other clothes. And yeah. I picked up the 6-inch Black Series Rey because I'm really into the female characters, and I wanted
and there are so few. I mean, the only universe worse off is the Smurfs.
Right. Yeah, Rey and Captain Phasma were the only real figures. They don't have a Leia figure out yet.
Well, and then apparently somebody got all up in arms. Of course, again, it's probably clickbait headlining, but apparently some costume company didn't get the memo, and are marketing Captain Phasma Halloween costumes for boys.
I saw that, and one of my friends, his wife, said they were ordering Captain Phasma for their son to wear for Halloween, and then he informed her that it was a female character, and she said, "Oh, well, I guess we'll be returning that." Even though I think Captain Phasma is an awesome costume.
Yeah, it's a brilliant
and
design.
Anyone could wear it, but
that exactly.
Was kind of interesting.
But I will point out, though, in all fairness, you know, if you go like to Target, Walmart, what have you, you can find those raptor claw hand things, you know. And I'm sure there'll be, like, Jurassic World Raptor and such, and Indominus Rex and what have you, costumes and such. Female character, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a, I mean, it's not like you put on the Captain Phasma costume, then suddenly you're a drag queen in it, you know, up and down
or
the
you're,
block.
Yeah, or you're emasculated before you're,
yeah.
even before they drop, you know.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, and the thing is, the casual observer isn't going to know any different. You know, the little old lady throwing fun-size M&Ms in the bag, you say, "Oh, what a cute little stormtrooper."
Mm-hmm. Oh, there goes the Hoffmans again. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I know what you do there, Cole.
I thought you might.
They're Halloween shopping at the Hoffmans. trick-or-treating, I mean, not Halloween shopping. Anyway.
So you
were hanging out at the
Target. Yeah, so far.
So we finished up at Target, and then I wanted to go to Best Buy because I heard that they had the Spiro BB-8, the robot. Yeah. And so we went over to Best Buy. They didn't open until 10. So then, and it was 9 o'clock. So then we went over to Walmart, and they had the shippers out, but they didn't have hardly anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, which was surprising because it was 9 a.m. So I don't know if they were really behind the times or if people had already been there. I kind of doubt it because I don't think there's too many collectors out here. But we got some t-shirts, and they had a Funko Pop exclusive Sand Trooper and Dewback, so we picked that up.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah, and then we headed over to Best Buy before it opened, and there were people in line again, but they weren't Star Wars fans.
Wow.
They were there for something else.
Yeah, the thing about it is, as Star Wars fans, we sometimes forget there are other things.
Yeah.
Talked about the Hot Wheels collector. I remember going to try to get something that was out in the stores. I had, it was pretty good authority that it was going to be out of this Toys R Us, and there were already like three or four guys my age or older. And I'm like, oh, great. And then I started to realize, oh, I know what they're here for. So I just kind of stepped aside, let them fall over each other, trying to get at that, you know, one or two treasure hunt Hot Wheels. And
right.
I just casually strolled over and got what I came for.
Well, what people don't realize, Erica, because I'm glad you brought up the whole Best Buy thing, was last Friday for Best Buy and other places like that, it was Frigidaire Friday. So everybody
that's right. I forgot.
Everybody
all
was there for the new Frigidaire models, and you know, so they wanted to be first.
Yeah, and I missed out on that. I was so enamored of the
I'm
Star
glad they
Wars.
Didn't trample me to get their.
Yeah, yeah, because those refrigerator fans are pretty. They can get pretty mean, you know.
Yeah. So,
you know, that's they don't have Refrigerator Perry as their spokesman for nothing.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so you went back to Best Buy, you said?
Yeah, so we had good luck at Best Buy. We had to ask a couple people if they had the BB-8, and finally somebody found it on the shelf. They had two of them.
I was surprised you'd be like, BB gun?
Yeah. No,
this isn't
the
a Christmas story. You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, he actually knew what I wanted. He said, first he scared me because he said they only had one and it was already sold because someone bought it at midnight online and did the pick up in store option.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they did have two more on the shelf, so I was able to buy it. So I was really happy because that was, once I saw the videos of that on the live unboxing, I really wanted that robot BB-8. And because we were going to a convention that weekend, I really wanted to play with it in front of everybody so they could see it too.
Oh, yeah. So I got to ask, did you get both versions of BB-8, the Target exclusive and?
No, we didn't get the Target one. We just got the Spiro one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I was fortunate that, you know, when we shot the live show the other day, just as we were leaving, Jedi Goddess and her crew were coming in, armloads of toys. I was walking out with my box of toys, and my BB-8, my Target BB-8 was still in the box, but Michael from Jedi Goddess Presents had the Sphero with him, and so it was out all during the show, and it was just fun to see. And that thing, I don't know what kind of plastic they're using, but it looks like porcelain.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
wow.
really nice. It's really nice design. I really enjoy it. Even when he's just sitting in his charger, he looks great. So.
Yeah, I'm already in love with BB-8, the character, so I can't wait to see. I mean, it could be that, you know, we see Force Awakens, and then he becomes the next Jar Jar, and we all hate him after the fact, but... For now, I'm going to revel in the fact that I love BB-8.
Yeah.
And
I think everybody does. I haven't heard one person say yet that they don't like him.
Oh,
so.
I know. He's so cute. How can you not love him?
Yeah.
That's one of my next art prints I'm working on for Comic-Con is a BB-8.
Yeah, he has such a good personality, even though we've only seen, like, 3 minutes of him in all the trailers.
Yeah, no, right. We've already written his backstory, and he's already like saved children from a burning building and everything else. Oh my gosh! Because I was even saying something, you know, during the live unboxing, they brought out the little BB-8 Lego figure, and I was like, I'm not a Lego fan, but I need that BB-8.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not a Lego person, but I had to have this. There was like a Lego Hammerhead Jedi.
Yeah, so
there was a Hammerhead Jedi solely because it came with a Lego lightsaber.
You make exceptions, you know, because like that's why there's 4 Lego Turtles on my shelf because you know I had to make an exception.
Yeah, I do want to point out also, if you haven't seen the live show, Eddie committed a travesty.
I did.
Yes, you did. You tried to pass off the Turtles as even better than Star Wars.
Oh, I saw that today.
I realize it was just a joke, but you shouldn't say that, not even as a joke.
So is that why, Erica, is that why you unfriended me on Facebook today?
Yeah. I call for a vote of no confidence and
Nice. And it carries more weight because you're Miss Star Wars.
Yeah, I've got the title to back me up.
That's right. That's right. I stand. I have no chance now.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh my gosh.
So other places we went to on Friday. We went to Hot Topic, and they were having a really good sale for Force Friday. Buy 2, get 1 free on all their Star Wars items. And they had a lot of nice new t-shirts, and they had an exclusive pop figure. It was Rey on Jakku with her goggles on. And that was
I didn't even think about Hot Topic.
That's one of the things most people don't think about, so many of these places that got involved.
Yeah, no. We also went to Walgreens. Had exclusive. It had 2 different exclusive. They had 4 Funko Pops, and then they had a 6-inch Darth Vader. I think he's called Emperor's Wrath, and he's got kind of the see-through helmet.
Oh yeah, is that out now? Blue.
Yes, that came out Friday. I have seen it in the store yet.
Okay, I was gonna say.
But he's supposed to be out.
Yeah, it's probably like the Boba Fett, that at least in Texas, it seemed like everyone in the nation had them. And Walgreens in Texas had no clue what you were talking about.
Right. Yeah, I remember it took a couple weeks for those to show up because we were hitting like every Walgreens whenever we would make a trip to Dallas. Every Walgreens between our house and the 3 hours it was to Dallas we would stop at, and it took us a while to find him.
It was kind of the same way when Walgreens did those exclusive little... It was Batgirl, Supergirl, and Catwoman. They came out those little dolls with the big heads. It seemed like everybody in the nation was getting those except for Dallas Walgreens. Because I heard a lot of Batman collectors saying the same thing, that they were irritated that none of the Walgreens were getting those. So I wonder what the deal is with the distribution center down here in North Texas, East Texas, apparently, too. Wow. So, yeah, that's cool. I need to check out Hot Topic.
I haven't been, but Kohl's was supposed to have
some cool
apparel, too, and other things.
That's true. I forgot about that.
A lot of stores you don't think about, like Kmart, Sears, JCPenney. And one of my friends even found the Spiro BB-8 at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Really?
The stuff is out there to find. You just have to know where to look.
I forget the name of the place where they found, where Michael said he found his, and it wasn't Best Buy. It seemed to be where everybody was finding it, but it was, some store that starts with a B.
Brookstone,
yeah, that's where he found his. Yeah.
Wow.
And even Joanne Fabric has had stuff for Force Friday. They had some new fabric for the new movie and lots of stuff everywhere.
You don't say. Oh, new fabric. Oh, for that tutu I'm going to make myself, I guess.
Well, it's about time. You've been promising for years. He's just waiting for the right fabric. But, yeah, in fact, I don't know if I talked about this on the live show or not, but Eddie and I had talked about, I think on Force Friday Eve on that Thursday, I got an email from Jeffrey Carlton of his itinerary.
Oh, I saw that.
And
that
it was like,
a great email.
Oh my God, it was like 12 hours over the course of 24, roughly. And all this, just this litany of places they were going on this photo safari of the new merchandise.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Scott Horn, he, over the course of 2 hours in Texarkana, went to 11 stores.
Wow.
So that was, he was really hitting them all up to see what they had.
So that has nothing to do with the fact that there was that news report the next morning about someone hitting up all the gas stations and, like, robbing them for all their condoms and beer?
I don't think so.
Because 11 places were hit that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so,
I guess they figured everybody was at the Forest Friday.
Yeah, Scott Horn, you got some answering to do there.
Yeah, really.
That's actually not true, so don't go calling the police on Scott Horn.
Yeah, especially because Scott wouldn't have driven all the way down there to perpetrate that.
Yeah, I need to swing by a Hot Topic because I'm looking for some new Star Wars earrings, and I'm hoping someone makes like BB-8 earrings, like little studs.
You know, if they don't, that would be like a no-brainer. And to me, the biggest no-brainer that isn't out there and should be, where the hell is the BB-8 ball?
I know, right? That's what I was thinking too. And I actually looked when I went back to Walmart this past week for grocery shopping. I looked at their bouncy ball section just on the chance that there was a BB-8 design that we missed. But yeah, exactly. I mean, that is a no-brainer. But we'll see. Like someone's listening to our podcast and they're like writing down all these ideas.
Yeah, it's like okay, must market BB-8.
Finally, these guys say something, you know, worthwhile.
That's right. Well, I was telling Michael on the Jedi Goddess Presents, I would love to see them try to shoot, like, some video of BB-8 versus a foosball game.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Because it is small enough, I think you could almost get away with at least getting some shots to make it look like...
foosball. That would be kind of funny. So Erica, what else did y'all come away with on Force Friday?
Let's see, we picked up the new books.
Oh yeah.
The Luke book, the Han book, and the Leia book. Oh, I haven't had a chance to read them yet, but
okay.
I picked those up.
Those are definitely ones that are on my wish list, or the new book series.
Yeah, we picked up The Weapon of a Jedi by Jason Fry, Smuggler's Run by Greg Ruka, and
yeah,
Moving
yeah.
Target by Cecil Castellucci and Jason Fry. So
The Greg Ruka one is the one I'm really anxious to get into.
Yeah, they seem really interesting because they talk to the authors on the live unboxing feed. And
oh, nice.
And I saw that. I was like, oh, I really want those. So.
Oh, wow. That must have been the part I fell asleep on.
Well, it was only 18 hours long. I don't know why you couldn't stay awake.
I know. It was like an old Jerry Lewis telethon or something, but with
right?
Star Wars.
Yeah, in fact, it was exactly like that because like once they had unboxed nearly everything, the guy dropped his pants. And they played da 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 da.
Really? He showed off his dark side, huh?
Wow. Nobody remembers Jerry Lewis dropping his pants at midnight every year or something like that.
I don't remember that at all.
If they hit a certain goal.
Are you sure this was the Jerry Lewis telethon or the Jerry Lewis adult film? I don't remember that happening at all.
All right. Well, look it up. It's bound to be out there somewhere. But at any rate. Wow. So, like, the really old people will be, like, the two really old people in the audience will be laughing because they're like, I remember that.
I watched Jerry Lewis telethon every year. I don't remember him dropping his pants ever. It's... But anyways... What does that have to do with Star Wars? Oh, my gosh. All right, so you got the books.
I wanted to point out, I was talking to a friend the other day about the books, and he was saying that something about there being some spoilers on the back, and I did finally run into them at a Target. And there's some imagery that kind of at least gives you some insights on characters, potentially anyway.
Really? Oh, okay. That's good to know for those of us who want to avoid spoilers.
Yeah, I mean, one of them not so much a spoiler, but there's a character that was in the... I've seen pictures of some of the 3 3/4 inch figures that never made it out down here. Apparently they made it out everywhere else. And I actually did see evidence at a Target in Dallas or Walmart one, because they had a couple of, on the new packaging, a couple of rebels. They had Ezra and then the other guy with the goatee.
Kanan.
On the new cards. And on the back was this character who has this sort of helmet thing going on that wasn't part of the release as I was finding everywhere else. So apparently a case of those made it somewhere down here. But that particular character appears on the back of one of the books with, looks like he's holding one of the Grievous Guard type Cosmic Q-tip there.
Oh, okay. Cosmic Q-tip. That's good. That's a good way to describe that. Huh. Interesting. Well, so did the book run? Did that finish out your Force Friday, Erica, or was there more stops?
We got some T-shirts and a pair of like deck shoes with the Star Wars. It had some kind of Star Wars print on it. And we got some ceramic mugs of Kylo Ren and the First Order Stormtrooper.
Oh, nice. Where'd you get those from?
At Target.
Oh, yeah?
And there
when they opened.
Yeah, and being the only one in the store.
Yeah, apparently that was the case the Target I went to, because everybody kept telling me they opened at 8. I walked in there. I was in the door like 8:06. I was in both sections, respectively, you know, no later than 8:15, and there was nothing.
Really?
All the 3 3/4 inch had been picked over, down to almost nothing. I found a Black Series 6-inch Rey on a different section.
See,
so that was the only reason I had that at all.
It's so weird how things are playing out with this whole thing, because when I went grocery shopping yesterday at the Walmart, they had just about every Black Series and every 3 3/4 inch figure you can imagine, with the exception of the 3 3/4 inch Kylo Ren, because I was looking for that particular one for a friend. But they had all the other 3 3/4 inch figures, and they had all the Black Series except for the Trooper. Like, every single one of them. So, it's so weird. And plenty of them. That's the thing.
The plenty of them part surprises me, because I...
Oh, yeah.
I was not finding them en masse. And I think we're getting to the point now where we talk about, you know, where it did fizzle and how it did fizzle. Because I was talking to Catherine the other day about it, and I was trying to articulate, trying to find some way to put into words how I felt about Force Friday. Imagine, if you will, if you got invited to a big party and there was like custom made invitations and there was a Facebook page and there were constant reminders and so much build, and you get there and all the friends and family, everybody shows up and they got like 2 packs of hot dogs.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we forgot to buy food. And I think that's what it was, is that the marketing of this at different levels, depending on who you were, you know, which retailer you were looking at. I mean, Target goes all in, and by every account that I've seen, the store's got 1 to 2 cases of any given SKU. And if you consider that the 6-inch Black Series are 6 to a case, and 5 of those are individual characters, only one of them is duplicated in the entire case. If you got in 2 cases of that, the first 2 people who want all 5 characters have wiped out nearly 100% of your inventory.
Yeah. So who's the 2 per case, just out of curiosity?
Kylo Ren.
Okay, well, that explains why this Walmart had... I stopped counting the Kylo Ren 6-inch at 8. That would explain why they had 8-plus Kylo Ren 6 inches at this Walmart yesterday. And like I said, they had plenty of the other ones, too. They could have had the First Order Stormtrooper. I just didn't go through all the boxes because, you know, I already had it, so, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it's just funny how, like I said, how that plays out, because They had plenty of the 12-inch jack specific. What they did have there that I didn't see on Force Friday was the flame trooper, the 12-inch flame trooper, and that's a pretty cool figure because it's got the big backpack and
You know what the irony is? That's the only one I've seen at three different Targets in the last 2 days.
Oh wow, yeah, because mine has all of them: Chewbacca, the trooper, Vader, Finn, and the rest. So that's wild. So Erica, in your neck of the woods, in your casual shopping here and there, are you still just seeing bare shelves? Are you seeing just moderate stock, or what are you seeing exactly?
Well, I haven't been out since the weekend, but it kind of depends where you go. Some places didn't really have anything, and some had like a few. Like a handful of, like, the 6-inch. They might have, I remember I saw the 6-inch Black Series. They had Rey, Chewbacca, Finn, and Kylo Ren, but, you know, they didn't have the Stormtrooper.
Yeah, it seems like Stormtrooper's the big one. Yeah.
And a lot of the, I think I went to Walmart on Monday, and they had that helmet guy you were talking about in the 3 3/4. But they didn't have any Stormtroopers or anything. But they had Rey and I think Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems to be a really mixed bag, but across the board, again, it's that whole party where somebody forgot to order the food. Because you walk into every single Target, and there's a life-size Chewbacca there for a photo op. There's a... you know, a TIE fighter at the ceiling and directing you back to the seasonal section. And there's, you know, the pegboard like we talked about, the Starfield pegboard, the whole thing. I mean, they have done over. And, you know, Catherine pointed out something like, you know, the toy departments themselves are accustomed to the latest Marvel Legends or the latest, you know, whatever coming out, or the big movie tie-ins, like those lackluster Avengers figures in the tiny scale.
Yeah, whatever that's supposed to be.
Yeah. And, you know, they're accustomed to these things having a lot of fanfare behind them because they're tied into something big and then being peg warmers. And really, that seemed to have been the mentality. And I guess I'm kind of spoiled because I went to the big, Midnight Madness release for Episode 1. And everybody went nuts for Episode 1, and the retail and even a lot of the licensees took a bath. But, however, the... you know, with Episode 2, they were very leery. Nobody did any big releases. There wasn't as much stuff produced in the entire line during that time. Then by Episode 3, retail got interested again. Walmart kind of got in on the whole midnight release thing. Toys R Us did a Midnight Madness again. I didn't make it out to that one, so I don't know how the two compare. But... you know, looking back at the fact that it had a less high-profile midnight release with Episode 1, yet, you know, we were there at the Toys R Us we went to for a good 90 minutes to 2 hours, and the place was constantly crowded, and they were constantly bringing stuff out. As the pegs got picked over, they were bringing more merchandise out, and they sold most everything they had. You know, later that morning and the next weekend at Target, they couldn't get rid of the stuff, and nobody seemed to have embraced that idea. Except when PJ was on the live show with us, he was telling us about how he was there at like 6 a.m. or something for the Disney Store release, and the Disney stores, as the shelves got picked, there were people coming in from the back to put more stuff out. And that's the big difference: is if you weren't there at 6 a.m. you could show up at 9 a.m. and you had a fighting chance at something. And I guess that's the real problem I have, is nobody thought about, you know, does one or two cases really meet the demand that we're creating with, you know, we're fueling this hype and then not meeting the demand we've engineered.
It was like they had a bad taste in their mouth still from episode one, because there was so much stuff left over after the fact that they wanted to go in big, but they didn't want to take the big gamble.
Yeah.
And so they went in on the low end of what they could do, not thinking that Force Awakens is going to be head and shoulders above the Phantom Menace hype, because it has what Phantom Menace didn't have, and that's the original cast coming back.
And a good director. What?
And I also think one of the reasons that you know, maybe they're only getting one or two cases now is that, unlike other releases, there still could be a lot more characters coming that we don't know about. I mean, there were no Luke, Leia, or Han figures out
this
time.
That is a good point. Yeah.
So, I mean, stuff is going to come out at Christmas. So maybe they don't want to have the pegs full with, you know, this,
the old stuff.
I don't know what I would call it. Maybe like the trailer characters, and then other characters we haven't seen. Uh-huh, you know, they're coming.
Yeah,
you know?
you can pretty much be assured, like a no-brainer is going to be a Black Series 6-inch Finn in Stormtrooper costume,
right?
Because they've already got the Finn in Stormtrooper costume. They just stopped. They just produced that many more Finn heads and that many fewer Stormtrooper helmet heads, and direct
yeah, exactly.
some poor hands in the factory.
I already saw somebody make a custom of that.
Well, apparently, yeah, you can make your own if you want to spend
it.
They
took off the Finn head and put it on the Stormtrooper body.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, with that, you can also make the ultra-rare custom Stormtrooper helmet Finn. Where he's just acquired the Stormtrooper helmet but hasn't donned it yet. And he's trying to figure out where to put the helmet while he's, you know, arranging the rest of the armor and taking his regular clothes off. So he puts the helmet on his head while he's working. And that's an exciting scene right there from the George Lucas version of episode 7.
Gosh, not the J.J. version.
Not the J.J. No, J.J., they wrote that right out. That's why Lucas was so bitter.
Yeah, yeah. When are we going to get the Han, Luke, and Leia figures? Because honestly, if Force Friday could have been any more exciting, it would have been that we got our hands on a Han, Luke, and Leia. And I get that we haven't officially seen Luke Skywalker yet, what he looks like, aside from the one leaked image.
Yeah, we've only seen him surrounded by cameras and lights.
We've seen Leia, we've seen Han, so it was like, could they have at least given us a Han figure? I wanted so desperately
to have an
original character figure on Force Friday.
Well, the thing about it is, you have to wonder, though, because the lead time for the figures, was Disney really kind of couching what they did and didn't? I mean, did they really know what they were going to put in the trailers? And did they really know, by the time we get to the official release date, are we going to be ready for people to see? But at the same time, you're like, okay, it's Han. He's older. His costume's slightly different, but it's going to be a variation on the sort of thing he buys at, you know, whatever store, Han Mart or whatever.
Smugglers are us.
Yeah, Smuggler.
So the
Burlington Smuggler Factory.
And that's what I can't wait to see. That's going to be the exciting, quote, Force Friday for me, is the release of those characters as figures. Because, yeah, I can get really excited about Finn and Plo Koon or whoever else is coming out. But I want Han, Luke, and Leia. I want those action figures. That's where the excitement's going to really kick into high gear for me. But, you know.
Exactly.
I think you'll probably have to wait until December 18th to see those. Just like they're holding the soundtrack until that day. But that's my opinion.
That's smarter than to hold the soundtrack, because the soundtracks always have spoilers the way the songs are listed.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a real
Han
smart
dies. Part. Well, great.
Yeah, Ward and I were talking about when the novelization, if there even is going to be one, when that would come out.
You know, I was having that same discussion with someone, and my guess is it's going to be available as a digital download the day of the movie comes out.
That would make sense.
It may even be available in print the day of, because when we went and saw Return of the Jedi on opening day, which was the first one I ever saw on the actual opening day, because by then the dynamic had shifted some, and, you know, a movie didn't come out on one screen in the entire city.
Yeah.
A friend of mine wandered, we were at the Redbird Mall, and a friend of mine wandered over to the B. Dalton.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Walden Books, one of the two.
Yeah.
It hardly matters which.
That's a blast from the past.
There you go, yeah, see? That's another one for the slightly younger old people.
I understand that reference.
Thank you, Captain America.
That's right. Captain Wookie Cookie. but he came back with the novel in hand.
Yeah.
And we threatened him with bodily harm should he have been so inclined as to crack the cover and read us excerpts.
Yeah, of course. You're so close. Why ruin it now?
Yeah, exactly. Or why ruin it with a better description of what happens on screen?
Well, that's what my friend did when Phantom Menace came out. He bought the Dark Horse Phantom Menace comics and read them the day before the movie came out. And I was like, you idiot! It's like, why? He goes, well, I wanted to know what happened before I went in to go see the movie to see if I wanted to go see it. I was like, what? So you weren't sure if you wanted to see the movie. You didn't know if you wanted to spend $6 to go see the movie, so you spent $12 to get the adaptation to see if you wanted to spend the $6 to see the movie.
Could have gone to see it twice, like I did. Only twice plus a couple more times.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Yeah, I read that was on opening before.
And I'm like, how much of a killjoy is that? I don't care how good they make a movie adaptation. I would never want to read the comic book adaptation before I saw an actual movie. And that Episode 1 adaptation wasn't the best. It was not the best adaptation they've ever put out.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, my gosh.
But it does, you know, one of the things that's neat, though, is we were talking earlier, you know, some of the good that did come out of the otherwise hit and miss, if you will, was that there's plenty of stuff. I think the stuff that you're finding in mass right now are the things that people were going to get later. And so they're all going to come and get those later anyway. And I sincerely hope they do, because I'm thrilled to have the Titanium series back. I'm thrilled to have the Micro Machines back. So please, please support those lines. But one of the things that's happening that's right is that there is that reinvigoration of the Star Wars brand. And it's getting it, you know, by doing this early release, not only do you get the cool collectibles everybody wants out right away, you get all the ancillary stuff for people who just, you know, they're casual Star Wars fans, or they just buy a t-shirt because it's cool, or they buy different things because it's cool. You know, these are the things that are out there now for them en masse, so there's no shortage of, you know, drinking cups and salt and pepper shakers and egg timers and the curious, I'm not sure what it's supposed to be, Bop It.
It's a Bop It.
It is, it's a Bop It.
There's no other explanation.
There's something just creepy about Anthony Daniels' voice saying, Bop It, Bop It, Twist It, Pull It.
Erica, have you seen those, the RTD2 Bop Its?
Yeah, I almost bought that, and I didn't. I think I really need one.
I want one so bad. Just
and the thing is, most of the places were hip deep in them, but now they're starting to dwindle, so I think people are getting them because they're just so freakish.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Force Friday, when, you know, Warren and I were the only ones in the section, I was like, well, what should we get? Because we didn't know what was going to be the hot seller, and it would be hard to find. And Warren's like, I want everything. It's so hard.
Yeah, you had to kind of rein yourself in, which I didn't do a great job of, that evil coupon. And I actually cut myself off using the coupon twice. So there was, you know, shy of $200. And then I got really keen on that Target BB-8. And about the time I was considering that, like, well, what could I use to fluff up that 100?
Right.
Rick from the United States of Geekdom calls, he'd found the TIE Fighter, which I didn't see anywhere at the Targets. And, of course, the Walmart we'd gone to never got that the bigger stuff out on the shelves. I was back the next morning, 5 or 6 hours later, and they still didn't have their main Star Wars shelf at all open. I mean, nothing was on it but the planogram hanging there. I haven't been back yet to see if that ever improved in the slightest. But at any rate, you know, there was a Force Friday later in the day type of thing, or into, I guess it was actually on Saturday, we went to a Walmart in Irving, and they actually had some poor lady out there trying to display the Bop It. And she was just sort of like, you know, you could tell she didn't care. It was just one of these things where it's something she was assigned to do, was ask people if they wanted to try the Bop It and give them a cupcake.
That's my dream job.
And then, I kid you not, like 10 minutes later, I walk around and she's gone.
Uh-huh.
I guess she must have quit or something.
She died. She died. She died for it, like, literally.
The Bop It was the last straw. Yeah.
She just killed over.
Just died right there. And they
died of Bop-It-ism.
And then they hauled her off like the, you know, when the Vader kills an admiral or a captain.
Like, they didn't even do that. They killed her.
When he force showed Piat, you know, they had a couple of guys come and drag the body off. The same sort of thing. Walmart has people who just, that's their job. Okay, clean up.
Yeah, they just dragged her off to the box compressor in the back.
That's right. Just disappeared her, because it's unseemly to have them laying around like that.
Just throw her body into the compactor with the other boxes.
Okay, well, we talked about some of the Force fails and some of the other stuff. And damn it, I just stumbled on the fact that somebody has a giant Death Star beanbag chair. And Eric is the one who put that up on Facebook. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I have to agree, $150 for a beanbag chair?
Oh, yes. That's another store that had Force Friday, Pottery Barn Kids. They also have the $4,000 Millennium Falcon bed.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, because,
wait,
you know.
$4,000?
Yeah, it's $4,000. It's a twin-size bed.
Crap. You can keep that. I thought it was cool up until that.
Yeah.
4,000, somebody can make their own. You could hire a carpenter to make it for you.
Exactly. That's what one of my friends said. They said, you just buy me the lumber, I can make that for you. So,
exactly. Oh my gosh. That's
crazy.
Might
have found some more, you know, projects for your woodworker friends to make a Millennium Falcon beds.
Exactly. Wow. Hey, did anybody hear any stories of anybody showing up in costume to Force Friday that night? Because I've been asking around, and no one who's been out has said that they saw a single person.
Yeah, that's
in
a
costume.
Good point. We saw one person in costume.
Well, it's true. Eric's son was, yeah, Kylo Ren. That's true.
Apparently his lightsaber had fallen apart on him.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah.
But
no, that's a good point. Nobody went that far in, and maybe...
Not, yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're glad of it because of how, you know, disastrous the selection might have seemed.
I almost came out in my Biker Scout helmet just for fun, but I decided not to. But
it didn't even occur to me, not that I really have any kind of costuming, but...
Yeah. But, yeah, aside from Eric's little son, you know, I was thinking that was going to be the first of many we would see over the next couple of days. I mean, and then, you know, when Deep El Monair sent me and Kat down to the Lemon Avenue Target for the live feed, you know, we showed up in Sith robes and lightsabers, and we're thinking it's going to be like a normal day for the workers because they would have already seen all these other cosplayers come through to get their stuff. We walk in and we're getting like the stink eye from the lady in the front register who's managing the front register. So Kat and I were just like, oh my gosh, we're going to get thrown out. So we took the robes and like bundled them up under our arms and kind of like hid the
thing about it is, had you walked in with M16 slung over your shoulder.
That would have been okay.
They wouldn't have raised an eyebrow. Yeah.
That would have been okay. And so we snuck our way back. Me, her, and Colleen went to the toy section. Then, you know, Colleen kind of was the lookout, and we, like, Kat and I got dressed, like, really quick right there in the toy aisle with people watching. And so we went and with the live feed, and then we're just like, I was thinking, any minute now, the manager's going to be sent over and telling us to cut the thing off and to get out of there. But
yeah.
We survived. We survived.
Well, the thing about supposedly Target was embracing people coming in, and
they had
that whole share the force thing going on.
Yeah, not the stink eye lady though. She wasn't.
Yeah,
sure.
Apparently she wasn't informed of share the force. Or maybe.
No, I was going to use that as a defense in case somebody did say something. But we did cool, and you know, and kind of going back to what I said about Force Friday, kind of stirring in that interest in the common. Yeah, collector or just the casual collector, I mean, and the casual fan. After we were done with our live feed and we cut off, and this older gentleman came over and he asked us what this was for. We told him Deep Ellum on Air, and so he was saying, I knew there was a new Star Wars coming out, and he was looking at all the figures, so he was asking all these questions about who's this, that, and the other. So, you know, you could tell he was a Star Wars fan, but maybe not so deeply invested that he knew, like, all this stuff was going to hit.
Yeah, he wasn't hotly following it.
Yeah, so it was fun to see how, discussing it with him, he was getting more and more and more excited about the fact that this is a new Star Wars, and this is going to be the Star Wars with characters that we knew from way back. And so, and that's kind of like the neat thing, you know, it is going to stir up a lot of interest there that... even for the casual fan to get excited over.
Absolutely.
Erica, anything else you want to share before we head out?
Yeah, we have to close this up here pretty soon.
I think that pretty much covers my Force Friday. So.
Okay, let's talk about some of the positives, though, because, like, you know, we were talking about how many negatives there are out there, and certainly a lot of them are deserving negatives. But there was some cool stuff that happened or that people encountered and such. What for you, Erica, what was your favorite thing that you found, thing you saw, approach some retailer took to the Force Friday idea, what have you?
Well, at Target, they had this little station that looked like an X-Wing fighter, and you could stand in it, and it said you could take a selfie, but unless you were like Mr. Fantastic and had a stretched arm, you really couldn't take the picture. But if you had a friend... you could take a picture of, like, you were piloting the X-Wing, and that was pretty cool. I mean, they had a really nice setup there.
That's cool. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, the one I went to had the basic of that, but they didn't have that aspect of it added to the display.
Oh, no.
And I've seen it at several others, so I came from pictures I'd seen. I came to recognize what was missing. You know, you could tell the slotting was there. But, yeah, they had this, like, an acetate thing, and it's got the Poe Dameron-style helmet.
Right.
Printed on it. So if you stand behind it and get your force perspective just right, it looks like you're wearing a helmet, depending on how bouffantish your hairstyle might be.
Bouffantish. Wow. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. So is there something you have not gotten yet that you want to get, Erica?
Actually, yes. Okay. I saw some of my Facebook friends had Captain Phasma t-shirts that they found at Walmart, and they were only $7. And I have been to 3 or 4 Walmarts trying to find the shirt. It's a lady shirt. I cannot find it anywhere.
Huh.
So I don't know.
I saw it in the guys section of Captain
Phasma. Right. And Walmarts were really weird. Some places had the new Star Wars shirts, like, on their own rack. And another Walmart I went to this week, the stuff was just shoved in with everything else, so you really had to dig for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't think that was very smart.
Mm, wow.
But I saw some other Walmarts had shippers of t-shirts, and I don't know if those are for bigger stores or they just haven't been put out yet at the Walmarts I'm going to, if they're somewhere in the... abyss in the back room or something.
They're gonna get
but,
to it.
Hopefully I'll be able to find that because I'm really interested in the Captain Phasma character and I wanted another t-shirt with her on it. I already bought a few, but yeah. I wanted another one.
You can never have enough Star Wars t-shirts, I've discovered.
Oh, no. I think I probably have enough for every day of the year.
Well, when we started the live show, my thing I was trying to do was have a different Star Wars t-shirt every week. Not necessarily different, but have a Star Wars t-shirt every week. And I pulled it off for a while to the point where one of our listeners, actually, she chimed in and she said, I get a kick out of all the fact that you have a different Star Wars t-shirt every week. And then, like, I think she jinxed it because the week after that I didn't have one on. And so I kind of gave up after that because it was too hard to try to rotate them the right way. I just don't have enough Star Wars t-shirts to manage it.
Yeah, and ironically, I started getting more Star Wars t-shirts after I realized that Eddie, for the most part, was showing me up on the live show by having a Star Wars t-shirt on.
So we just kind of switched roles. Now yeah. Cole always has one,
yeah,
and I
now
I'm like
always trying to be the like Star Wars fashionista. And...
Yeah, yeah. It's like I've had everything from Transformers to Turtles to Batman on the show now.
Oh, we stopped really worrying too much about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want to point out one of the things that I loved was Target's BB-8 display.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That was pretty cool.
That was. Unfortunately, we discovered ours after we cut the live feed. Otherwise, we would have had
Oh my.
Yeah, it was on an aisle over from us, so when we finished our live feed, we walked around, we were checking out the Lego sets, and it was over there with the Lego sets. We're like, oh, man! It's like, we could have had this on the live show.
Oh, no.
But anyway, that was pretty cool. That was, I like that. I'd love to get my hands on one of those, and you know they're going to show up in the collector's market for a pretty
good. Oh, yeah, they're supposed to, you know, all that stuff, they're sort of contractually obliged to, destroy.
Yeah.
But inevitably, I mean...
Oh, yeah, no one's going to destroy that.
You're eventually going to find things like that on the aftermarket.
You know, not a single one of those BB-8s are going to get destroyed. Somehow, those managers are going to find a way to sneak them out, you know, to somebody that they know. As well they should.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a lightsaber, Force FX lightsaber display that I'm fairly certain was meant to be... You know, was scheduled for the scrap heap, as it were, and was meant to be part of some sort of campaign of destruction of these things that wound up on.
You make it sound like the Nazis burning books or something.
Yes, those evil vendors who demand the
thumb cough.
That's right. Or one short, or more accurately. All right, we don't have all of the displays. How many are we missing? 999! Okay, I'm just going to leave that one there. But,
okay, don't you mean 999?
Yeah, really. It gets so confusing when you make, like, German language jokes. Because, but, you know, all things BB-8, I think. BB-8 is so obviously, I think it may have been Rick who was trying to put out there, well, what if BB-8 just is the new Jar Jar? I'm like, don't even pretend to think that's the slightest possibility, because it's not.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, there is no way that this is going to turn into some dorky Jar Jar character. But, if anything, this is already the breakaway character in ways that I'm guessing maybe Lucas thought Jar Jar was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is BB-8 is to me the dare to be cute that Lucas was casting about with from Jedi forward.
Yeah,
and failing miserably.
If anybody's going to be the next Jar Jar, it's going to be Rey. She you know, she just gets on my nerves.
What?
I'm kidding.
How much Rey have you seen? Like, oh, the way she put her hand out to help Finn stand up.
Yeah. What is
how
that
annoying.
What is that with that? Woman power business. No, yeah. We can't.
I think we're going to have to throw Eddie in the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, really. Look at the way
comment.
She runs. She runs like a girl.
I'm only saying that because a friend and listener of the show, Roy Lamas, who's been on the live show a couple times,
yes.
He's a huge Daisy Ridley fan, so I know he's going to hear.
Okay, got to get your Daisy Ridley jabs in there.
Yeah, I know he's going to hear that sometime in the next few days. And like, what? that was for you, Roy. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm spent. I don't know about y'all, but Force Friday has force pooped me out.
Yes, indeed. I think we've done, between the two versions of the show, we've done justice to the whole topic. We've kind of covered all the ground, the pluses, the minuses. Needless to say, I had a ton of loot. And then when I thought I was done, Catherine discovered the Air Hogs quadcopter Millennium Falcon. And we hope to have that cracked open and played with and master its flying here pretty soon. But that thing is, that, the Sphero BB-8, I think are the two breakaway releases.
Not the Bop at R2-D2?
Well, the Bop at R2-D2 belongs in a place all its own. Well away from anybody. The Bop at R2-D2 is the Jar Jar Binks that Rick was searching for.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. Bop it. Okay. Okay, so with that, Erica, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your experiences on Force Friday. Eddie, as always, thank you for making this show great and helping me perpetuate darn near 40 years of liking the Star Wars.
Oh my gosh, has it been that long?
And I think the only other big disappointment, the only other missed ball here is that there is no Jack Lynx beef jerky messing with Chewbacca.
Why
do we not have that? So,
there needs to be. Because that's what started my whole fascination back in 77 with Chewbacca, is I thought he was Bigfoot. I thought he was Space Bigfoot when I saw him in the trailer. I thought, oh my gosh, this movie has a Bigfoot. I'm sold.
So I'm going to put that challenge out there. If anybody has friends with Chewbacca costumes and a camera and a pack of Jack Lynx beef jerky, go out there and make that happen. Messing with Chewbacca. And it's basically, you go and like do some trick because Jack Lynx beef jerky is sort of like the Mentos of jerks. If you think of the old Mentos commercials, this will make sense. And then they go mess with Chewbacca, and then the last scene is them with their arms torn off.
Yeah, I like that. I
want to see that happen.
You know what I want to see from this that didn't get as much? I tried to get it going this year, but hopefully the Rancor Pit, maybe we can push this a little harder, is Midichlorian Monday. I didn't have a whole lot of people jump on board with Midichlorian Monday with me.
Yeah, we were trying to do what we should do is, okay, let's try to schedule sometime, maybe like the Monday of the release. See if we can get together with some of the fan groups, because I think you actually are on something. This is a joke, and I'm going to ruin it for you because I can make it serious. is maybe we could get together with some of the local fan groups and stuff and maybe one of the local blood banks.
Oh!
And have like a Star Wars blood drive the Monday of the December release and have medical
there
on
you
Monday.
Go.
And you get like a sugar cookie, some orange juice, and a midichlorian count.
No, you get a Wookiee cookie.
A Wookiee cookie! There you go.
Of course!
Yeah.
There you have it. With that, thank you everybody. Thank you for joining us. I hope you had a great Force Friday. I hope you found everything you're looking for. If you didn't, mark my words, don't waste your money with scalpers. This stuff will be out, by and large, unless it was just one of these very limited release exclusives. You're going to find all this stuff out in the next couple of months, next few weeks. It'll be out there. So, excellent. Thank you very much. And we will be back in 2 weeks with more Simple Tricks and Nonsense here on the Rancor Pit.
Happy Midichlorian Monday!